Hi, welcome to Totem Talks. I'm Jasmine. I'm a fashion content creator and also a marketing apprentice. And this is...
Hi, everyone. I'm Tilly. I'm a third year psychology student. And my TikTok is anything uni related to get you through university. So today's episode, we are going to be talking all things fashion, especially during this cozy lives, because it is so hard being a student, trying to get cute 100%. Fits, trying to look good for your lecture. Like, it's actually a struggle. So we're going to go through some dilemmas and let's do it.
Amazing. So I think the first thing that we want to get into is, you know, like, why is fashion important to us? Mm-hmm. Why are we so passionate about it? And I think personally for me, it's just so important. Like, you wear clothes every single day and the clothes that you wear really, you know, help decide how you feel. If you have a fit on that you love, you feel 10 times more confident.
Facts, 1,000%. So, like, what would you say your staple item of clothing is? Like, what's your go-to piece of clothing?
I think for me, having a good pair of jeans that I can sort of like wear with every outfit and just know that it matches.
Yeah, that sounds really
good. What about you?
Mine would definitely be a cool pair of trainers. I feel like you could have the most basic fit, and as long as you've got a cool pair of trainers on, you're winning. I like Dunks, like Adidas, like I'm all for cool trainers.
100%.
So what does fashion mean to you? Like, how does it make you like feel?
I think for me personally, it's just such an important part of everyday life. Obviously, everyone has to wear clothes, like it's a necessity, but wearing clothes that you genuinely love and feel confident in, it just makes your mood 10 times better. And it's just a way to express yourself. Like, there's so many different styles, so many different things that you can wear, and everyone's style is just so individual. And that's what I really like about it. What about you?
I think it just took me a while to like get into my fashion. Like, I feel like I was just following trends, like being in secondary 100%. School, it's always skinny jeans and a top. Like
the tube top.
Literally. And it was always like top shop jeans as well.
Jewelry jeans.
Jewelry jeans were like a staple. Like, I feel like I was just going with the trends, and like being like 5'3", it was hard trying to find like things that balance like being short.
Yeah.
But like now I actually pick up items of clothing that look good on me, that make me feel good. And like, whether it's trending or not, like as long as I feel confident, that's all that matters for me.
100%. I feel like trends change a lot of the time. Like, I remember in lockdown, like people used to wear like the sweater vest, and now you see no one wearing them. I mean, like, I was guilty. I had a sweater vest, so I can't say anything.
It had to be like that, like houndstooth, like dog print.
Yeah. Like the Argyle print. It's giving Gossip Girl.
It was.
But I feel like now people, there still are trends. Like, I mean, there was the whole like Scandinavian girl trend.
Yeah.
But I feel like people are starting to find their own personal style a bit more,
especially like with charity shops and everything like 100%. That, like, you don't have to get things straight off of the shelf all the time. You don't have to be like over consuming things because you saw on TikTok. You can actually just like go into a charity shop or like actually like see what is available for you and like what you like, especially with Vinted. Like, I find an outfit on Pinterest that I like, go onto Vinted, and then you like go onto there and like see what you can get that like is secondhand. I feel like it's really cool to do that. So
have you managed to find like any good pieces in charity shops? Because I feel like I never have any luck whatsoever.
No, I actually struggle so much in charity shops. Like, I feel like I have to know exactly what I'm after. Yeah. Like, if I'm after a white top, okay, what style of white top? And then we can go from there. But I feel like walking in, I'm like, my nan would wear that, probably, let's be honest. Or like my dog would probably wear that. So it's so hard like finding something that's cute that you feel like you can wear around uni, that you can like style to suit you instead of like literally looking like something completely random.
I feel like the area that you charity shop in as well like makes a difference, because near me, I never even if I go in looking for something specific, like I never manage to actually find anything. But I feel like another big thing that's sort of on the up and coming are like thrift events.
Yeah,
you know, like vintage brands, there's been quite a few good ones in Manchester that I've been to, and I found some really good pieces, like Tommy Hilfiger like sweaters and jumpers, some like more of like a vintage Y2K low rise jean and they were super cute. But still struggling on the charity shop side, but Vinted is so good as well though.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my uni like does it at the student union, so you just like go into student union. Got a really cute like Ralph Lauren jumper that I wear at Christmas time. It's so cute. So like I definitely feel like there needs to be more opportunities for students to like have the opportunity to go and like explore what's around them, because like my hometown, I would never go into charity shops there because like there's not even like a proper uni like in my hometown, so it's a bit like they are like proper like like their mums have donated the clothes,
but then like, but not in a fashionable way.
Like, exactly. It's like work wear. Like, I'm not gonna wear work wear to uni.
Yeah.
But then it's like in my uni town, they're like actual dedicated shops to like thrifting clothes and stuff like that. And actually, quite a few of my friends who do like fashion, they actually have jobs there. Like what's it? Like renovating the clothes.
Renewing.
That's the word. Renewing the clothes. Yeah, they actually have jobs there, like renewing the clothes, and they actually do that as part of their like uni work experience, which I find so cool that there's like opportunities being created.
I feel like when the selection is more curated, it just kind of makes it 10 times easier.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, especially like the shop displays as well. Like, I want to see what the mannequin's wearing. I want to see if that's like worth me going in and having a look. So,
yeah,
I feel like that's pretty cool. So we're going to take a little bit of a break now. Let's go get a drink and we'll be back after the ad.
Welcome back. So we're here to go through some of your fashion dilemmas that you guys have sent in. So we're just going to get straight into it. The first one that we've had in is, I want to create a capsule wardrobe, but I don't know where to start.
So I would definitely say pick like a few tops, few bottoms that you can literally rotate, especially when you're at uni, because I've done this so many times. I have so many clothes, and when I move out from uni, pretty much 50% of the cart is my wardrobe. So having a capsule like wardrobe is definitely something I'm going to channel into my final year, because you need to have like a good few staple items that you can literally wear on rotation, wear out, go to like brunch with, go to a lecture, go to the library even. There's so many events that you just need to have like solid basic outfits. I feel like Opoly have a really good like seamless range at the minute where it's literally just black and white tops. ASOS even doing a reversible top, so you can even capsule it down to a top on reverse, and they've even got like a matching skirt. So definitely like those basic items. What would you say for a capsule wardrobe?
I feel like for me, so obviously I was in college last year, but now I'm working at Amazon, so it's like a bit more of a corporate wardrobe, although it is still quite casual. Mm-hmm. But again, I really have learned your basics are essential. That's... So I have like my set tank tops that I like to wear, these jeans from Bershka, which are honestly one of my favorite pairs ever. And then I think the way you sort of like change the style of the outfit really lies within the outer layers and like the accessories.
Yeah, so lots of accessories.
For the days that I'm in work, like blazers, sort of like more suit jackets. Mm-hmm. And then at the weekends, like denim jackets, more casual things, but nice. They all still work together.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely jackets and coats. I feel like they're such a good way to accessorize an outfit, because like you can really like elevate an outfit by wearing 100%. Like a super cool jacket and like a blazer, like even for like casual wear.
Girl bossing at Sunday brunch.
To the library in my blazer, like looking like I'm gonna conquer the world and just sit there and stare at my laptop. So like I feel like definitely like good solid like basics are really good, and like it's worth investing in these pieces as well. 100%. Like even though it's a little bit more spenny, get that summer job and like just like invest in really nice clothes, because they're actually going to last as well. Like you spend them like more money, they're going to last you and they're going to look good all throughout uni.
One thing that like one of my friends used to say is the way she'd justify like buying an item is you figure out the price of the item and you take it, and then you think like, okay, how many times am I going to wear this a month? Is it once a week? Is it multiple times a week? And then you divide that and split it down and do it like cost per wear. And if you wear out that cost per wear, then it's worth buying. And I think that ties into like shopping more consciously and sustainably. Mm-hmm. Like that is how you know if you're going to actually wear an item, because I feel like we all make impulse purchases, and you buy an item, you think it's going to look good, you're going to wear it, and it just sits in your wardrobe.
Yeah, you like, wear it once, and then you don't wear
And then you don't sell it either, because you're waiting for the right time, you're waiting for the right occasion, but it's never going to come.
Waiting for that moment, and you literally don't touch it. And then it gets to the end of the year, and then you've got to take it all the way back home in the car, and it's stressful. A tear was shed over the fact that I had too many clothes when I was moving out.
When I moved to London, I had 4 suitcases full of clothes, and I was literally just like, I didn't even... It was a joke. That's honestly a lot.
Okay, so this is kind of like uni related, our second dilemma. So they said that they have a society ball coming up. Dresses aren't really their thing, but they don't know what else to wear. It is a formal dress code, but they want to express their personal style. How would you go about dressing for a society ball?
I think as long as you still keep it to sort of like the formal vibe, you could pretty much get away with wearing what you wanted. But personally, one of my favorites, the new like waistcoat style,
so
like the
cute
little halter neck waistcoats with like the suit pants to match it, or even just like blazer and skirt sets, like mini skirts with like little crop blazers. It's giving Gossip Girl, but it's still formal and it's still cute. And I love it.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like expressing your style can come through hair, makeup,
100%.
Shoes, like go for like a proper like solid, I guess, like girl boss outfit, wear the waistcoat, smart trousers are a way to go. Get smart trousers, wear them to the interview. Like you can definitely like wear different items of clothing for different occasions, and then definitely accessories, hair, makeup is a way that you can like have your personal style come through.
So our next one is, how do you discover your personal style?
I feel like this is so hard, trying to find your personal style, especially with Instagram, TikTok. It is so hard to find something that you're like, do I genuinely like that?
You've got to de-influence yourself. You've got to take a step back and just think, do I like it, or is it the trend? Like,
yeah, definitely. It's so hard to find like your personal style. I feel like wearing things that make you feel good is a way that you can find your personal style. Wearing things that suit your body, that actually make you feel comfortable, because it's okay having like clothing that looks really good, but if you're not comfy in it, you're not gonna like gravitate towards that item of clothing again. You're not gonna want to wear it out because you're gonna feel like, oh, that was really uncomfortable to wear and I wore it once. So I definitely feel like finding things that suit you and then like having it like there again that you can like go back to it.
Yeah,
but it's so hard finding your personal style in this day and age with everything
like
around.
There's not a set formula for it. I feel like you've just got to experiment and try, and like, again, not everything will suit you. Like, I know personally for me, I will never touch like turtlenecks or like mock necks. Like, this is just not my vibe. But there was at one point in time where people were like wearing them with like crew necks, and it was like the fall winter trend of like the year, and I was like, this is not me.
Yeah, it's definitely hard trying to find like a personal style. It takes time. It does. Feel like we're only young.
I know.
Like,
you've got your whole life.
We've only been adulting for a few years. Like, I definitely feel like
it's like takes 4 months in, and I'm like, oh my god.
I'm literally like, I don't even know, 2-3 years in, and I'm like, oh damn, do I actually like that? Like, why did I dress like that in 2018? Why did I dress like that? And I forget that like I was just finding myself.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's okay. Like, you look back at yourself and you're like, why did I wear that? But then it's like, okay, well, I wouldn't wear that again. I now know.
But it was right in that period of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we said before, the tube tops and the journey jeans. 2016. Adidas Superstars.
Superstars. I had like a bright, like, blue pair of Superstars I literally wore everywhere.
Mine were the holographic ones. Like, anything holographic and iridescent, I was like, yeah, this is me.
I remember them. Okay, so the next one is, what pieces are worth investing in?
I think, again, just basics, you know, having a really good pair of like jeans that you can rely on to wear. Tank tops, again, are mine. Like, I don't really tend to wear a lot of t-shirts or long sleeves either, even in wintertime, but that's just me personally.
Yeah.
But knowing the pieces that you like and you want to wear, that's what works for you.
Definitely investing in a good pair of jeans, because I feel like when you've got jeans that fit the waist, fit the leg, they look so good. They literally
jeans
look
that
amazing.
Are actually comfy as well.
Yeah, exactly. Jeans that are comfy, jeans that fit well, I feel like they're such a crucial piece to invest in, because they just look good. I feel like it's worth kind of splurging on a decent pair of jeans as well.
Yeah. So our next one is, I need help finding outfits that are comfortable but also stylish. And I think this is a big one, especially if you're working or you're at a college or you're at university. Like, you want to look cute and you want to look good, but also if you're out all day, you're working, you're studying,
that
you need to be
lecture. You need to be prepared.
You need
for that
to be comfortable.
I guess comfortable but stylish. Invest in a good pair of leggings. Okay, Primark leggings are pretty much see-through. You turn around and they're literally
see-through.
That's it,
you're done.
Exactly. So I would recommend like proper gym leggings. Like, I got some from Able and they are so comfy. They're so flattering. They're not see-through. I can wear them to the gym. I can wear them to my 9 a.m. Like, I feel like decent pair of leggings and then like jumpers as well. But that's kind of like a basic fit. Like, I feel like leggings and a sweater, like a basic, but they're comfy. And it's something that you can like really invest in.
I think it just depends like on your personal style. Cause for me, I like leggings, but I don't tend to wear them. Mm. Like, a comfortable outfit to me is more sort of like baggy jeans, like mom or dad style jeans. And in wintertime, my North Face puffer is literally my ride or die. It feels like a duvet on like 24/7. It comes everywhere with me and I do not, it's just with every single outfit.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like being comfortable is such a crucial thing. Like, when you're like a uni student, you're literally going through so many different environments all the time. Yeah, like, you could go to a lecture and then you've got like a seminar or a lab and then you're in the library.
And then you're doing some shopping.
Yeah, exactly.
You go for a coffee.
Into town for like two things, then it ended up being a whole haul. But like, I feel like it being comfortable is such like a key thing. Like, I love being comfy wherever I go, because then it makes me feel more comfortable in myself. So the next one is, how do you deal with body confidence on days when you feel insecure?
I think it all just comes back to the same point, like feeling comfortable in the clothes that you wear, knowing your style, what works on you. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't wear, I'm trying to think of like a specific like item of clothing that I just wouldn't wear because I know it doesn't suit me and I know I'm not going to feel comfortable in it. But if you dress in the clothes that you know you like, you know they look good on you, it's just going to help you so much more.
I definitely feel like just owning the fact that you're having an off day, you feel insecure, just own it, be in your feels, and then just go to whatever you gravitate towards. Like, it's okay to have an off day. Like, we all have them. Like, mental health in it is hard.
It's hard out here.
It's hard. Like, just gravitate to whatever you're feeling in the moment. It doesn't matter if it's like not 100% stylish. It doesn't matter if it's trending. You're not feeling it anyway. Yeah. So you might as well go for something that it's just going to make you feel like, okay, at least I got dressed today.
Exactly.
But at least I got dressed today, you know? So I feel like, definitely go for like something that you just know you're gonna feel okay in. Like, it doesn't have to be 10 out of 10, 1,000 out of 1,000, as long as you feel okay.
I think some days it's like you feel good and you feel confident in yourself, and it's like you want to impress everyone around you.
Yeah.
But some days you just need to impress yourself.
Facts.
And that's that.
Just impress yourself, exactly.
Just turn up for yourself, put on whatever you want to wear, and that's enough.
Yeah, definitely.
So our next one is, I'd love to become more sustainable with my buying habits, but I find charity shops so overwhelming and I can never find anything. Is there a process to making finding things easier, or is it just pure luck? I'm going to say pure luck on this one.
Yeah, I feel like unless you literally know like the outfit that you're planning. Like I said, I go on Pinterest beforehand and find an outfit that I want to envision. I'm like, okay, I want to look like that. I want to feel like that. And then I go from there. But if I just walk in with no intention, I'm walking back out empty handed.
You're walking back out.
I have no idea what I'm looking at.
You need a plan.
Exactly. I feel like some charity shops as well, because of like fast fashion and like Pretty Little Thing, Boohoo and everything like that, like they're just there in the charity shops, and they are very much like quick trends.
But they stock like some charity shops
like purposely stock.
Yeah, like brands like Zara and like, I'm trying to think, like even like Bershka, they'll have certain charity shops that they work with to send like any old like last stock season to.
Yeah, exactly.
But which like, can be good, but also at the same time, if that's not what you're looking for.
Exactly. And like, I feel like it's like the trends that have like been and gone as well. Like, you want to be trendy and then it's like you're seeing something, you're like, wait, that was like 2020 COVID lockdown. Like, I don't want to be wearing that anymore.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you're like doing things like that, it's quite hard to like differentiate between stuff that you know it's like something that you want to wear, something that you would go wear again, and then it's like, I definitely wouldn't go anywhere near that, and that can be quite stressful.
Yeah.
Charity shops are overwhelming.
I mean, we were saying this before, like, I personally don't think I ever have any luck in charity shops, but thrift events, loads of unis do them. If you're in like a big city like Manchester, London, Bristol, there's a lot of brands that will come and do them for like the weekend. And Vinted over Depop.
Guess what? Like, Vinted over Depop, but eBay is coming through. I thought that eBay was where people sold their like antiques.
No.
eBay is actually coming through with decent fashion and like brand new trainers that people have worn in the wrong size.
That's another thing, but like eBay partnering with Love Island is like the second best fashion.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like actually leveling it up to make people realize that you don't actually have to buy things straight away off the shelf. You can think about something, and eBay, Vinted, Depop have probably got it for you.
Exactly.
But like Depop girlies are a whole different level.
I cannot tell you some of the things I've seen. It was this hoodie. I really wanted like an unknown London hoodie. Mm-hmm. The one with the rhinestones, but obviously they're like very expensive and they only drop them in like unlimited drops. Anyways, this girl had literally put it on and she was like, Y2K wavy gob. And I was like, oh, and like, no, it gets better. And then she was like, it's been worn a few times, but it's practically like brand new. And then in brackets, like, few minor stains.
No.
I swiped through the pictures. They were not minor stains.
No, it's like when they get a top like £2.
No.
Like Y2K, 2000s fashion. It's like, I showed my mum, because my mum was like a 1990s teen. I showed my mum and she was like, nobody wore that. What is Y2K? I'm like, oh no.
It's just, they're always like super exclusive. Yeah. Like the wavy garm is what gets, how can something be a wavy garm?
Literally, like what is wavy?
What is wavy? What is a wavy garm?
Hair type, hair pattern. Like, what is a wavy garm? Yeah, I don't get that one. Okay, so the next one is, your new housemate wants to borrow your fave dress that you only save for special occasions. What do you do? Like this happened to me. I went to an event and I was wearing these trainers right here. Somebody fully copied my outfit and posted a TikTok being like, this girl wore this really cool outfit, I loved it. And like, flattery is like, you know, like a really good like a compliment. Flattery is like one of the best compliments. Like, she was saying how like cool I looked and how she wanted to channel that, but then she literally had the exact same jumper, probably not the exact same jeans. My jeans were from H&M. I don't know, I'm not fussed about the brand, but then she literally was like channeling my exact same outfit, and I was a bit like, I was just like on TikTok and she came up and I was like, that is literally what I was wearing. And it kind of felt weird to see like somebody copy and paste my exact outfit, hair, like everything. It felt really like weird, but like at the same time, I was like, well, you know, she likes my fit. I'm like, cool.
She likes it. She likes
but I definitely feel like housemates, especially a new housemate, because you want to be kind to them. You want to be like, you know, besties with them. You've got a whole year living with them. Like, you don't want to be on the bad side of your housemates. But at the same time, if it's like a special dress for you, you don't really want someone to wear that, because like, who knows what goes on a night out? I've seen some girls like literally rolling on the floor after a night out. Would I want my dress being rolled on the floor? Probably not. So I feel like you need to gain a bit more of a trust with this person. Yeah. They need to understand how special the outfit is for you, I guess.
I think if you're just transparent about it and you like say up front and, you know, give your reasoning, then I mean, you don't owe it to them.
Yeah, like, true that. That's very true. You don't owe people
anything. You don't owe it to them. Like, yeah. Just explain why it's important to you, mm-hmm. why you don't want to share it. And I think if it is a special occasion dress as well, it's kind of
yeah,
like...
Yeah, exactly. I feel like it's like your special occasion dress as well. Like, outfits hold like memories. Like, you wear something. Like, I have a Levi denim jacket. That was actually my nan's jacket that she wore in like the 1960s. Like, that was my nan's jacket that she passed down to me. Would I feel comfortable giving that to somebody? Probably not, out. Because like that's...
Is it going to end up on the floor?
Yeah, exactly.
Lost in the cloakroom?
Facts.
Bathroom, so, like, toilet floor.
No, don't even get started on club bathroom floors. So I go to Notts Trent Uni,
yeah,
which is a club in Nottingham. Tested positive for chlamydia. The floor. Tested positive for chlamydia. GK Barry like fully spoke about this on podcast.
I saw it on TikTok.
That's my uni. And the floor tested positive. I'm not having my jacket on that floor. Are you joking?
Oh my God.
So like, yeah, I feel like... Yeah, you just gotta be careful with people because you don't know this, but they're new as well. Like, emphasis on the new. You don't know this person inside out. You don't know what they're doing. Like, you just be careful with people. You have to definitely be careful. But yeah, you don't owe people anything. Like, yeah. You actually don't owe them. So we've been through your dilemmas, and it was actually kind of nice to reflect on like how I would react to certain things, what I would do, and like giving advice to myself even. So I guess following on from that, what advice would you give to your younger self?
I feel like there's so many different things and sort of like different areas, but the biggest one would definitely be sort of you have so much time to mm-hmm. figure everything out. I feel like from schools, from colleges, like there's so much pressure to know what you want to do mm-hmm. at a young age, and like you pick your GCSEs and then you pick your A-levels and you need certain A-levels for certain courses at uni, and it's like, but what if this isn't what you want to do? Mm-hmm. And also just for me personally, like I'm quite an overachiever and like I still do like I always mm-hmm. want to do so much, and also I feel like it's 10 times more impressive if you do it at a young age. Like mm-hmm. If you do it at 26, okay, you're older then, but if you do it like when you're 17, 18, it's like, it's more impressive, but you genuinely do have so much time to figure everything out and like do everything that you want to do. So just try and enjoy things and live in the moment a bit more.
Yeah, definitely. It's like looking back when you think like, especially when you're going through like your GCSEs, like A-levels, like uni, everything changes every year. You change as a person every year, you get wiser, but like, at the same time, like, you're still so young. We still have a whole life ahead of us. Like, it's like going into my final year of uni, I'm thinking about master's applications. And my mum was like, you start thinking about a grown-up job now too. Like, she's like, you really need to think about where, like, your career and where your degree is taking you. And it kind of made me think, like, damn, like, it's happening quick. But at the same time, like, I'm it's okay to make mistakes because we are still young. And especially, I feel like following on from fashion as well, like, I'm still getting to know myself.
Yeah.
Like, moving to uni, like, really forced me to be completely independent and completely in my own element as well. And, like, to, like, because I went to a different uni to, like, my friends at sixth form and, like, at, like, GCSEs and stuff. I was really pretty much, like, by myself because I didn't know anybody from, like, before. So then it's kind of like I had to reintroduce myself. And I feel like I was able to reintroduce myself and actually be like, okay, this is what I like. This is what I don't like. This is what I do like in friends. This is what I don't like in friends. This is what I'm going to look for in the world, and I just need to give myself time for that. Like, we've got all the time in the world.
We've got all the time in the world
to process everything, to like go through everything. So like, yeah, we've got this.
Definitely.
My younger self would be proud.
I hope.
I hope my younger self would be proud. So I really hope you enjoyed our discussion today about fashion dilemmas, and just reflecting on past trends and current trends. You can head over to Totem Talks to find your tribe and also find some incredible discounts so you can start your sustainable, like, capsule wardrobe and really look incredible for the new uni year.
If you guys want to find your own tribe, you can head over to Totem Talks and take the quiz to find out. We really hope you enjoyed this episode.
It was really nice, like, discussing everything with you, and I really hope that we help you find your own, like, fashion trend, find your own personal style. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed listening to us talk.
Be sure to head to We Are Totem on Instagram and TikTok for regular podcast updates.
We'll see you later. Bye.